I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier's return to Haiti has created a political paralysis dangerous to the unstable country. Kids Alive's Jeff Vandermolen says instability creates need, which creates instability. There's opportunity, but implementing new ministry is difficult. Still,
we've been able to start a ministry just 2 weeks ago to a group of street children in the Cap Haitien area.
Regardless of the situation, Kids Alive's involvement in the children's rescue gives them hope for a future.
The base of all of our programs is to introduce kids to Christ, to give them an opportunity to know Christ.
We've got more online. Next, the emotional effects of another tragedy in Sri Lanka could be devastating. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says recent severe flooding has added to existing trauma. He says the people have been resilient through the tsunami and war, but now the flooding has wiped everything out again. This time, instead of resilience, there's despair. Their teams are bringing emergency aid, but will it help?
This is an opportunity for the Church of Jesus Christ to reach out and continue to make a difference.
IN Network is responding with the hope of the gospel and ongoing aid through local churches. And 30 Christians were arrested earlier in January for holding a prayer meeting, so says Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Some had only recently been released from detention in Eritrea. The Believers Meeting in Asmara were members of an evangelical underground church. It was one of all but four religious groups outlawed in the country in 2002. Eritrea follows only Somalia in persecution levels in Africa. So pray that believers there would carry on spreading the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.